Here's something fascinating about English. Native speakers speculate constantly, even when they have almost no evidence.
Exactly. Someone sees a strange building and immediately says, it must have been a temple, or aliens might have built it, or it can be modern.
And without realizing it, they're using one of the most powerful grammar tools in English, modal verbs for certainty and possibility.
Yeah, because these verbs allow you to sound intelligent, natural, analytical, even when you are just guessing.
And today we're going to use them to explore some of the greatest historical mysteries in the world.
All right, so Stonehenge, pyramids, lost civilizations, and maybe even aliens, who knows?
Hopefully not aliens.
No promises.
Let's get started. You're listening to the TrainLearn podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description or visit trainlearn.com so you can learn English with the best online school. I'm Aline, and this is...
I am Johnny, so I'm happy just to be with you, Aline, talking about this interesting topic. So let's see how it goes. So let's start with our fictional dialogue. Aline, let's see a little bit about this one. So we are visiting an ancient history. I love history museums, by the way. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Aline, look at this Stonehenge model. That must have been incredibly difficult to build.
Definitely. Those stones are enormous.
Oh, they might have used hundreds of workers.
Or clever engineering techniques.
Or aliens.
Please don't start with the aliens again.
Come on, some people believe it.
Yeah, but they also believe the Earth is flat.
Well, fair point.
Look at this section about the Egyptian pyramids.
Well, the pharaohs must have been incredibly powerful.
And rich.
They might have been buried with treasures.
Actually, many of them were.
Well, imagine building something like this thousands of years ago.
It can't have been easy.
Oh, and what about Machu Picchu?
That place fascinates me.
Well, it might have been a royal city.
Or a religious center.
Well, people still don't know exactly why it was abandoned.
The climate could have changed.
Or they might have been political problems.
You know what's amazing?
What?
Ancient civilizations built incredible things without modern technology.
Honestly, I can barely build IKEA furniture.
Exactly. That's why these places are so impressive.
That's true. Huh? That's right. No, Aline, when you think about this big places, pyramids, Machu Picchu, and all these things, you think, how could they do it, no? Without grains and without the modern things we have today. Oh, they might have been very, very clever. So let us go to the grammar section. So let's break down the grammar, because modal verbs are everywhere in natural English. So let us start with must. When we are almost sure something is true, then we often use must. Some examples from the dialogue. Well, that must have been difficult. No? So you use the structure must plus the base verb. Or for example, the pharaohs must have been powerful. So as we said, no, the structure in the present is must plus the base verb. No? You must be tired, for example. Or also you can do a past speculation with must have and the past participle. In this case, the sentence could be something like, they must have worked for years, or it must have taken decades. But there are some mistakes that maybe Spanish speakers could make. No? For example, must to be difficult. No, ¿eh? Es que nos encanta el tú, ¿eh? Eso de meter el tú en todos los lados, ¿eh? So, must to be difficult. No, no, must be difficult, okay? O must have built. When el built, a lo mejor en un pasado simple, cuando a la hora de escribirlo tiene que ser un pasado participio, okay? Porque es un present perfect. Entonces, must have built, con una T al final y no con una D.
Excellent. Yeah, let's talk now about possibility. For that, we have the modals might, may, and could. Okay, when we are not completely sure, we use might, may, and could. Let me give some examples. They might have used ropes. It could have been a temple. The treasure may still exist. There are subtle differences in every conversation. These three are often very similar, but generally, might is slightly less certain, may is more formal, and could is a possible alternative. And I would like to insist on could. We don't pronounce the L. We don't say cold, could, we say could.
Very good. That's right. Okay, so then let's go with can't for an impossible conclusion. So we use can't when something feels impossible. You know? So examples, or well, it can't have been easy, or they can't have done this alone, or that can't be true. And then here is an important mistake. We don't use mustn't for impossibility. And this is very common. Mustn't means prohibition. Okay? So you mustn't smoke here. So it's not impossibility. So you cannot say something like, they mustn't have been easy. No, they mustn't have been easy. No, olvídate. That's not English and it's not possible. So can't for impossibility, mustn't only for prohibition.
Very good point, because in Spanish we say no debe de haber sido. Very good. So excellent. Okay, four. Now let's talk about speculating about the past. Okay, this is a very important structure, and we're talking about B2 structure. So that's the level of our students, of our listeners today. The formula is modal plus have plus past participle, third column, okay? So examples, they might have lived here. It could have been a palace. The builders must have been experts. Easy? Wow. But always let's remember that the third particle of that formula is the past participle. We shouldn't put any infinitive or the past simple, okay? Very good. So now let's talk about pronunciation and connected speech. We are not native, so that's harder for us, but you will hear very often native speakers that shorten these forms. For example, instead of must have, they would say must have. Or instead of could have, they would say could have. Or might have, they would say might have. Examples, they must have worked for years. It could have been a temple. Or they might have used wood.
Oh, lo has hecho muy bien. You look like, you sound like a native.
I wish.
But it's true. I mean, in the English language, native English, they love to shorten the sentences a lot. That's why our learners, they listen and they say, but if I say must have, why I don't listen to that when I'm watching movie, for example, no? It's because they try to shorten everything. Parece que les cobran por palabras, ¿eh? Pero entonces hay que acortar lo máximo posible. Good. So, common learners' mistakes, okay? So, going back to Spanish speakers, for example. So, saying something like, maybe is true. No, maybe is true, no. It might be true, sería su forma correcta. Maybe lo utilizamos para otras cosas. He can't too be tired. Mira que les gusta a los estudiantes el tú, ¿eh? Se meten todos los... El otro día estaba haciendo yo un ejercicio con uno de los estudiantes y no había forma de que se diera cuenta de que el tú era el problema, ¿no? Entonces, Exacto, ¿no? Entonces,
le damos la guerra al tú, muy amigo.
Exacto. En forma de juego le decía, ¿quién es el problema? ¿Quién es el problema? Tú. Pues.
Y creía que era él en vez de tú. Okay. Qué bueno.
Bueno, otra frase, ¿no? He can't be tired. Bueno, he could be tired, ¿no? And English learners in general, because also English learners, they can just they commit some mistakes, no? Overusing maybe,
yeah.
Or avoiding modal verbs because they feel complicated. Mm. So final recap, must for certainty, might, may, could for possibility, can't for impossible thing. Not mustn't, remember, but can't. All right, let us go just to our question for the audience. So this is your turn. How would you say in English, las pirámides debieron de ser muy difíciles de construir?
Think carefully, because this is speculation about the past.
And if you are watching on YouTube, well, write the answer in the comments. And of course, just if you're listening to it right now, just leave a comment and we can just share our thoughts with you.
And if you're enjoying this episode, which I hope, visit our website, trainland.com, to improve your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform.
Or, as you can see here, scan the QR code to get your free class.
Great. So let's continue.
That's right. So, all right. Let's explore some of the greatest mysteries in human history, Aline.
Yes, and while we do it, pay attention to the modal verbs we use, must, might, could, and can't, because this is exactly how native speakers speculate naturally.
Good. So let's start with the first one, and we can see here the picture, no? Stonehenge in England. So let's start with one of the most famous mysteries in Europe. No? This stones that we can see here, Stonehenge, those giant stones in the middle of England.
Some of the stones weigh more than 20 tons. And the most incredible part, they were transported thousands of years ago.
Yeah, and people still don't know exactly how they moved them. They might have used wooden rollers.
They could have transported them using rivers.
Honestly, it must have taken an enormous amount of organization.
Some historians believe Stonehenge might have been connected to astronomy. The stones align with the sunrise during the summer solstice.
So it could have functioned like an ancient calendar.
And of course...
Yes, there's always the alien theories for everything.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, come on. Ancient people moving giant stones without modern machines, Aline. It can have been easy, but no, I agree with you. Aliens, come on. So, okay. Let's move to another one.
Let's go to Egypt. The pyramids are probably the most famous ancient structures in the world.
Yeah, the Great Pyramid of Giza was the tallest human-made structure on Earth for almost years, for almost 4,000 years. That's unbelievable.
What fascinates historians is the precision. The pyramids are incredibly aligned mathematically.
Yeah, the builders must have had advanced knowledge of engineering.
And imagine the logistics. Millions of stone blocks, thousands of workers, extreme heat.
Yeah, some people think slaves built them, but modern historians believe many workers were actually skilled laborers.
Exactly. They might have lived near the pyramids while construction was happening.
And then there is the mystery of hidden chambers. Even today, scientists still discover new spaces inside the pyramids.
The pharaohs may have been buried with gold, jewelry, statues, and treasures.
But many tombs were robbed centuries ago.
Which means some treasures could still be hidden somewhere.
That's right. Okay, so let us move to, let's travel to South America, in Peru, Machu Picchu. So one of the most beautiful archaeological sites in the world.
It was built high in the Andes, or Andes mountains, by the Inca civilization. And what's incredible is that the stones fit together perfectly. No cement, no modern tools.
Yeah, and the Incas must have been extraordinary engineers.
And remember, they built all these at high altitude. They can't have been easy physically.
That's right. Historians still debate its real purpose. It may have been a royal residence, a religious site, or an astronomical center.
And then suddenly, it was abandoned. Nobody knows exactly why.
Oh, disease could have spread through the empire.
Or political instability might have forced people to leave.
That's right. So let's go to, we stay in Peru, but now we go to the Nazca Lines. So that's another incredible mystery, the Nazca Lines. Huge drawings in the desert visible from the sky.
Some are animals, others are geometric shapes, and they are enormous.
Yeah, and people wonder, how did ancient people create them without seeing them from above?
They might have used simple measurement system.
Yeah, or they could have planned them from nearby hills.
And yes, some people again say aliens.
Yeah, aliens improve every mystery. When you put aliens inside any mystery, then that's it. The story, it's much better. So, but the question is why humans love mysteries, no? You know what's interesting? That really humans are obsessed with mysteries.
Because we naturally want explanations. When we don't know something, we speculate. And that's exactly why modal verbs are so useful.
That's right. Now, native speakers constantly say things like what might have happened because, or they must have known, or it could have been.
Excellent. So now it's your turn. Choose one mystery and create your own theory using modal verbs.
Very good. So yeah, if you're listening or watching right now, just tell us, no? What is your favorite mystery maybe about this type of thing? So for example, I don't know, we didn't talk about Atlantis. Atlantis might have existed. Or about the pyramids. Well, how long did it take to build them and things like that?
Yeah, please, if you're watching on YouTube, leave your theories in the comments.
That's right.
And let's go back to our question. What was it? It was, las pirámides debieron de ser muy difíciles de construir. Johnny, can you help us with that?
Yeah, of course. Oh, here you have one option. No, the pyramids must have been very difficult to build. That's right. Esperamos que lo tengáis bien, eh? Así es como lo diríamos nosotros. Eh? The pyramids must have been. Okay. Good. So now tell us your theory. This is just your point. Now, what historical mystery fascinates you? And you can use modal verbs such as might, could, or must.
Excellent. Today we've learned must, might, could, can't, and past speculation.
That's right. In our next episode, we will talk about skimming and scanning techniques.
Prueba una clase privada gratuita con nosotros.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas.
Escríbenos al link de la descripción o al QR code que tenemos aquí.
Y ya sabes, estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo. Y como dice el texto que tienes ahí, si quieres saber qué necesitas para avanzar más rápido, pues nada, escanea este código o escríbenos también por WhatsApp, ¿eh? Y vamos a analizar tu caso de forma personalizada. Esperamos que también puedas disfrutar de aprender inglés. Y ahora que viene el verano, por cierto, oye, tenemos clases intensivas, así que si te apuntas ahora para julio y agosto, le puedes dar caña a tu inglés para que sea algo que ya lo tengas avanzado para cuando arranque el nuevo año de clases, etcétera, etcétera, en septiembre, octubre. Bueno, pues genial, Aline. Muchísimas gracias por hacer este podcast conmigo hoy.
Thank you very much,
Aline. Always a pleasure. And see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.